You say, well, I don't think anybody thinks that sin is going to bring them joy. Of course they do. That's the only reason why anybody even commits sin. Because they think that it's going to give them some kind of enjoyment. I mean, if sin did not bring enjoyment, why would anyone do it? Right? The world is on a quest for joy. They're on a quest for enjoyment. They're on a quest for pleasure and happiness. And it leads them down a path of sin. They think that drinking will bring them joy and pleasure. They think that fornication is going to give them joy in their life. They think that going to watch all the movies and all the rock concerts and all the entertainment that the world has is what's going to give them joy in their life. But God said, I'm writing this book to tell you how to have the fullness of joy, and that's that you sin not. You see, sin will actually take away your joy. Look at Psalm 51, verse 10. The Bible reads, this is after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba. So he'd committed an awful sin. It says in verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. You see, he had lost his joy. He hadn't lost his salvation. He didn't say, O God, restore unto me my salvation. He said, and this is in the Old Testament. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus saves eternally. Once saved, always saved. And in the Old Testament, David said, restore unto me, not my salvation, but restore unto me the joy of my salvation, of thy salvation. He's saying, I've lost my joy. And the best way to lose your joy in your life is to go into a life of sin. You're not really happy when you go out and sin. But you always think you're going to be happy when you sin. You see, the devil is a deceiver. He deceives the whole world, the Bible says. Now, have you ever seen a bullfight before? Put up your hand if you've ever seen a bullfight. You know what I'm talking about? And they take, of course, the matador takes that red, whatever it is, you know, cloth, and he waves it around. And the trick is that the bull thinks that there's something behind that red cape. You know, he thinks that there's something there. He's being deceived. But when he gets there, there's nothing there. It's just wind, you know? And he ends up looking like a fool, right? The purpose of a bullfight is for the matador to make the bull look like a fool. Because he waves something out there and he goes to attack it. And he just goes right through. There's nothing there. The bull falls and trips and whatever. Because he's being deceived. Well, the devil is a deceiver. And he'll hold something up to you that's an illusion. That's an image of something that you think you want, that's going to make you happy or bring you joy. And you go running toward it, but when you get there, you find there's nothing there. Yeah. It's all an illusion. I mean, TV is an illusion. These billboards that are up, glamorizing alcohol, glamorizing drugs, glamorizing cigarettes, glamorizing fornication. It's an illusion. Once you, and kids grow up, and they look at this stuff, and they think, boy, I can't wait till I get out of my house, and I can go out and dabble in the sin. I can see what the bar is really like. I can see what drugs are like. See what alcohol is like. Hey, they will find out that it is not what it's cracked up to be. Period. The devil has nothing to offer you. The world has nothing to offer. It's not what it's cracked up to be. And yet, name one good reason to drink besides that it's going to give you enjoyment. Isn't that the reason why? I mean, the whole point of drinking is what? To have joy. The whole point of smoking is what? To feel good and enjoy life. Enjoy Marlboro. You know, enjoy Camel. The whole point of taking drugs is to have joy. The whole point of going and watching a filthy movie is to make you happy, to make you joyful, to make you laugh at the jokes and have fun. And yet, if you go today to the person who's the biggest drunk in this city, ask them if they're happy today. They're not. Ask those that are on drugs if they're happy. Ask those who live a life of sin and fornication and sleeping around. Ask these students at ASU, are you happy? Are you satisfied with your life? And they'll tell you, I'm not happy. I'm not satisfied. I wish there was something more to life than this. That's why there's suicide. That's why people are on dope. That's why people give up on life. Because they can't find happiness in a life of sin. And that's where the devil will tell you it is. That's where TV will show you that it is. But it's a lie. They can't find the happiness that they crave. Why? Because joy is found, look at Hebrews, I'm sorry, Psalm 16. You're in Psalm 51. Just flip back to chapter 16. While you're turning there, let me read this for you. This is from Hebrews 11. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Sin has pleasure for a season. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to say, oh, sin is never fun. Then why would anybody do it? Because it does have pleasure for a season. But look down at Psalm 16:11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. You see, there's the pleasure of sin for a season. Then there's the pleasure of serving God. The joy of being at the right hand of God and having pleasures forevermore. Not a temporary fun. I mean, not a temporary, a fun night, and then the next morning you regret it. 5 minutes later, you regret what you've done. 10 minutes later, you regret the sin that you participated in. There's no joy in a life of sin, and yet there's no reason to sin but for enjoyment. It doesn't make any sense. And so we need to understand what the Bible says joy is really found. It's not found in a life of sin. But number two, look at Luke chapter 6.